2 years ago, when my son Ben found out that he was going to be a father, he was filled with anticipation, but also a lot of fear. He worried that he wouldn't be a good father, and that he wouldn't know what to do. And he knew that having a child would change his and Riley's life completely. And he wasn't really sure he was ready for that. And so Thanksgiving, 2 years ago, we went down to Charleston, and I went for a long walk on the beach with my son, Ben. And I told him then that I was absolutely certain that he was going to be an awesome father. He's always had such a sweet and loving heart. And I told him that anything he needed to know, he would learn. And then I told him, there is nothing like the love you feel for your own child. It's really indescribable. And that love gives you the strength and the energy to do what you thought you couldn't do. And then I gave him this example. So after we came home from the hospital, I would have Ben, you know, I'd hear Ben crying in the middle of the night. He was my firstborn. And I would lie there in bed, so tired, so tired. And I would dread getting up out of my nice warm bed to go feed him. But as soon as I walked into his room, walked beside his crib and picked him up, and saw his radiant face and held him to me, I was wide awake. And I felt like the luckiest person in the world. Everything changed. And those middle of the night feedings actually became a very sacred and special time for us. Everybody else was asleep, and it was like we were in our own little world. And I said to Ben, you know, when you give to your child, it's like you're giving to yourself, from self to self. And he said, thank you for telling me that. Well, little Vivian was born 15 months ago, and her mother, Riley, is magnificent, incredible mother, and Ben has indeed already proven to be a very devoted and loving father. And here's how he looks now with little Vivian. There they are. I hope you're watching, Ben. Totally embarrassing him, but at least he's at home. Anyway, but anyone... But anyone who takes a toddler to Disney World, you got to give him a lot of credit, right? But the truth is that he was head over heels in love with her from the very beginning. And giving just seemed to pour out of him so naturally. And so that I went down to visit them the week after she was born. And as I was leaving after that week of being with them, I was standing there talking to Ben, all bleary-eyed and sleep-deprived. And I said, Ben, hang in there. It's going to get easier and more fun. And he looked at me and he said, it's already fun. I thought, wow, he really gets this. And it strikes me that that is the way giving is meant to feel. It is meant to feel natural and loving and fun. It is our nature to give, and if we are giving from our hearts, there's an intrinsic joy in that, is there not? And as we continue to grow in our spiritual understanding, we realize that it is not only when we give to our child or our partner or our best friend that we are giving from self to self. And indeed, that is the case when we give to anyone out there, because we're all connected. You see, it doesn't seem that way sometimes. I like the island metaphor, so we appear like separate islands out there, each person in their own world, separate from each other, but underneath the surface, we're all connected. We're all part of the same body, the same family of humanity, so that when we give, we are strengthening the foundation under us all. It all intertwines and it all interconnects. This is the message Jesus was communicating in Matthew 25, verses 31 through 40, a particularly timely message today. And it's called in the Bible, the Judgment of Nations. And Jesus tells his listeners that when the Son of Man comes and ascends his throne, he will tell those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. And the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. You see, we're all one. And when we give and serve and help others, whether we know them or not, whether they are different from us or not, we too are blessed. It all circulates. And Jesus says in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. You know this one. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back. And of course, we sing that every Sunday as part of our love offering. Give and it's given back to you. And as we sing it, we're acknowledging that as we give, so we receive. And we know that our good will be increased and multiplied and will come back to us. But what we often overlook is that in the very moment of giving, we are receiving. Right in that exact moment, as we give to someone else, we feel it inside of ourselves. We too are blessed. You know, here at Unity Renaissance, we're big on hugging. Did you notice? We like to hug, and we're very good at it. We practice a lot. First, let me say, if anyone ever comes here and you do not want to be hugged, for whatever reason, when you come in the door, when you're here for the Divinity Salute, just put out your hand or bow, and we, of course, will honor that. But I love the hug as a metaphor for the simultaneous experience of giving and receiving. Because is it not true that when I give you a hug, I am also receiving a hug? You see, it is happening in that very instant, that very instant of heart connection where we feel a sense of oneness. You see, giving expands our spirit. It increases our sense of the goodness of humanity, and it also makes us feel better about ourselves, doesn't it? You feel lifted when you give. The other day, actually yesterday, I was at the grocery store, and I was putting my groceries in. I looked across, and there was an elderly man, quite elderly, actually, and he was getting his groceries into his car, and he was, you know, sort of struggling with it. And I thought, that I'm quite certain that man lives all by himself. And so I said, would you like me to return your cart for you? I mean, what a simple thing, right? Would you like me to return your cart? And he smiles and was so surprised. He said, sure. But what was so amazing was how I felt. I just felt like euphoric. I can actually do something for this man. I can make his day a little bit better. His burden's a little bit lighter. You see, as we give, we receive in the very act of giving. Giving is an act of love, and it is also an act of faith. So consider this, when you give freely, you are acknowledging that your source is God, that there's never any lack. You can give and you can know that you will be refilled, your well will be refilled, your good will be refilled because you're in the flow, and our God is an abundant God, and there's enough for everyone. And so you give from that feeling of largesse, that feeling of a great knowing within you, that you're going to be okay. You have enough to spare. How good it feels to give that. Some of you may have heard of Eknath Iswaran. He's a great spiritual teacher, one of my favorites. In fact, he started the Blue Mountain Meditation Society. And he said this, in the spiritual lore of India, it is said that God whispered only one word in our ears when he sent us into the world. Give. Give freely of your time, your talent, your resources. Give without asking for anything in return. This is the secret of living in joy and security. And he goes on to say, we needn't rescue the whole world or even a city or a neighborhood. We begin with those around us. And that's what we do here, is it not? We begin with ourselves, giving to ourselves to heal, to recover, to strengthen ourselves. Then we give to one another, and it just expands out from there. And the number of ways in which we are serving beyond within these walls, but also beyond these walls, is vastly increasing. You know why? Because we're getting more and more people in here with beautiful, wonderful ideas, with great gifts to give, and that willingness to commit to making a difference. And so this energy that we feel when we're here, it's that great energy of creativity and the joy of giving. When people show up and are willing to share and to give their gifts, amazing things happen. We have solar panels on our roof right now, 66 of them, because one person came forward and said, I think we should put solar on our roof, and created the team that did that. We have a Panera Bread distribution every Tuesday night because Teresa Cyrus came forward and said, we should be a part of that. And now we are. So many different things. Our prayer shawl ministry, the Unity Sisterhood just goes on and on, where people have felt called into service in some way. And they are freely giving their gifts. We have the most amazing volunteers here. Go up to any one of them and ask them what it feels like to give. And I bet they'll tell you that it's a joy, because that's why we're here. One of our chairs of our Turning Point campaign, Tony Porton, he and his wife are the co-chairs of the campaign. So listen to this. So Tony is the head of our men's group. He's a secretary on our board of trustees. He goes out on the first Saturday of each month to help feed the homeless in the Breakfast on the Streets program that we have. He's been a tutor at Thurgood Marshall Elementary. And I don't even know what else, but there's a lot. Maintenance fix-it guy, yeah. And last week he said, I've learned that the more I give, the happier I am. Now, I'm not suggesting that you give until you're all exhausted or falling apart or anything like that, but the fact is that most of us can give more than we are giving. Just a kind word, just being there, showing up, speaking up, making a difference, hugging if the person wants it. I have the great blessing as your minister of having many, many opportunities to give to people and be blessed by that giving one-on-one. But I also tithe the Unity Renaissance, because together we can give in so many big, expanded, and amazing ways. It is incredible that we start, you know, it's not just a ripple that we're sending out, it is a major wave. It is a major wave where people can know what we're about here. What you put into the offering basket, you may not realize all the impact that it has. So let me give you a little sense of that. Because of our donations, your donations, we are able to pay for the books and the supplies for our children. We're able to provide the welcome bags and the daily words for newcomers so they feel spiritually fed here. We're able to put banners out on the street to let people know that we are showing films here to raise consciousness. Because of you, we're able to pay the electric bill, the gas, the sewage, the water, the cleaning service to keep it nice and clean here. Because of you, we're able to pay the people to mow the lawn out here. Because of you, we have an angel fund. So when someone's in crisis in this community, we can give them a little extra help. Thanks to your contributions, we are now live streaming. We are live streaming. We're reaching out to the world. How cool is that? And we have an up-to-date website. We're able to pay for that, to have people who keep it current. That is our big magnet for how people find us at Unity Renaissance. And thanks to you, we're able to provide for the livelihood of a small but mighty and very dedicated staff, so that you have professional administrative assistance and financial management, incredible music, wonderful education services here, workshops, events, on and on and on. Because together we make amazing things happen. There's just that appreciation of the ways in which when we all step up and we all give, we make an ever bigger difference in this world. You know, there are so many people out there who are hurting. There are so many people that need a place like this. Think about it. Think about how you felt before you came to Unity Renaissance and how you feel now. People are out there hurting and they're lost, and so many people are looking for a place where they can come and be honored and accepted and welcomed for exactly who they are. And that is our special gift here. That is what we are able to give, and we give it freely and we give it with joy. Some of you may have heard of the wonderful American poet Gwendolyn Brooks, and she said this: "We are each other's harvest. We are each other's business. We are each other's magnitude and bond." Isn't that beautiful? We are in this together, not just in this room, but around the world. We are in this together. And when we give our gifts, our talents, our ideas, our abundant good, when we give, it comes back to us, and we in turn are lifted by it. So I recognize that there's nothing quite as tender as giving to a newborn baby or a little granddaughter in my case, but at the same time, I'd like to invite you, as you go forward into your day and into your week, to notice the times that you have an opportunity to give. And when you have that opportunity, however simple or small it might be, a kind word, opening a door, helping put the cart away for the guy in the grocery store parking lot, whatever it is, take that opportunity to go into your heart and rekindle that same sense of feeling that you get when you're giving to your dearest beloved. Remember that you're giving from self to self. So open your minds, open your hearts, open your hands, and open your arms. Give and be blessed. Let's turn now to our meditation. I invite you to take a deep breath in and release and let it go. Laying aside any concerns or busy thoughts, any worries on this day, and just feel yourself filled with the beautiful light and presence of spirit, your true nature. Breathe into this sacred moment, into the very center of your being. And behold that beautiful light that is there, that is shining out through you even when you don't realize it. And that is always seeking greater expression through you and as you. I invite you to appreciate that God is doing a mighty work through you. God's not finished with you yet. There is still more to do and be and give. Tapping into this endless source of good within us, we know that we are up to whatever is before us, and further that we give in abundant joy. I invite you to turn within to the center of your being and rest there for a few moments in gratitude, in the silence. give thanks, remembering that we are here to love and serve and remember who we are. And give thanks for the many ways in which Spirit opens up opportunities for us to give of our love and to be blessed in return. And for this glorious experience of life, for the giving and the receiving, we're so grateful. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.